we live in the fast track, and our bodies pay the price for it. And a lot of the time, what happens is we live our lives with pain in our backs or necks or different parts of our body. We sit in front of computers all day, and then we wonder why we've got a disability that's taking us to our doctors. This week, we have a very interesting guest. His name is John Barron. And John is an Alexander teacher, trainer, innovator for the past 25 years. In a previous life, he was an actor in England, both in stage and film. And when he had his own back pain, he learned something about a technique called Alexander technique. Mm-hmm. And I've known John for a number of years and his partner, Gior Pincus, and it's a great honor to have you on the show, John. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks, Len. Pleased
you know, to be here. This whole week, we're going to look at different aspects of Alexander work. And to start with, tell us what Alexander work is and why is it important and what happened to you with your own back. So it's an interesting story that'll give people some kind of idea of what we're dealing with.
Well, for myself, when I was in my early 20s, as you'd mentioned, I was an actor in theater, and I'd heard about this Alexander technique stuff. And but at that time, when I was starting to experience a lot of discomfort and pain, you know, when I was 22 years old. And wow. I thought, ouch, you know, yeah, I'm like 6 foot one, and I was fairly slim at that time.
You're still fairly slim. Yeah.
Fairly.
Yeah. And so what happened to your back? Why did it go out?
Well, I didn't know. But it just kept getting me into these pain, et cetera. And I thought that, well, when I'm 22 now, you know, what's it going to be like when I'm 32? Or God knows what would happen if I ever lived to that age of 42, you know.
Yeah, what, right. Really,
you know,
old. Huh?
Then what's going to happen? So at that time, I had my girlfriend at that time was studying this Alexander technique. And her
father. That's convenient.
It was very convenient. And her father was this real interesting character, and he was a much older guy. He was 82, and I was quite friendly with him. And he'd been in the war, and he'd lost his leg in the war as a pilot. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, staying over at his house and coming down one day, and there he is doing chin-ups.
My goodness, at 82.
And I thought, I said, what the hell are you doing?
What's the secret of life here? Am I missing something at 22?
And yeah. He was saying, well, I can do this thanks to the Alexander technique.
Really? So
that's what he said, yes. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't quite buy that. I can't see myself doing chin-ups at 82, but
well,
still.
You,
but,
if you don't have the vision, you won't. I'll assure you of that. So you got started in this approach. What exactly is Alexander technique?
Well, it's something that is really somewhat difficult to explain, in that it's much more effective, of course, if you go through the experience of the technique. Uh-huh. So if people have several sessions, they start to understand what this work can be and how it can apply to their lives. Uh-huh. But basically, we can start with the idea of how we use the body, how we express ourselves.
How we move.
How we move and how we express ourselves, how we hold ourselves together.
Right.
And start to understand that when there is a lot of disconnection that we see, and you mentioned before, you know, people at work, et cetera, hunching over their computers, putting a lot of pressure onto themselves, tightening areas of their body that tighten other areas, because, you know, whenever you have a tension in one particular area, it automatically has a domino effect throughout the whole structure.
The muscles all recruit so you can stay in balance.
That's right. Yeah.
Maybe a lot of what Alexander work is about is balance and movement.
Yes, bringing the awareness of that, of the connection of the whole to our daily activities and to every moment.
So I get the part about the physical nature of our posture. And it's important. So body mechanics are a big deal.
Yes.
But I have the feeling that it goes deeper than that, because a lot of what happens is our emotions regulate how we function as well and have to do the way we carry ourselves. How important is our emotional component to movement and posture?
Oh, it's inseparable. In that it's, I like to refer to the way that, you know, the emotions or other aspects of ourselves play out in the moment, and how they're expressed in the body is the choreography. Mm-hmm. If you look at a dancer, you can see the, you know, the wonderful movement that they're able to create, but also it implies so much behind that. so much emotional quality or so much thought.
The feeling has a lot to do with the way that you move and express yourself.
Very much so.
So even somebody who's a professional dancer, who's a real expert in movement, has their own spin on what they do. I'll bet there are no two dances that are quite the same, because their emotions are different and the way that they feel and express themselves is different.
Yes.
And so it's almost inseparable in terms of how we would move, I would think.
Very much so. And we call that in the technique the use. And Alexander, I think, expressed his work or defined his work the best in when he referred to it as the use of the self.
Mm-hmm.
Because he understood well over 100 years ago of the holism, the indivisibility of mind, body, etc. But
yes.
Not only that, but he developed his technique as a means to demonstrate that within activity, in the moment, to all different people, be you a dancer, actor, office worker, whatever, all walks of life.
Okay, so it's important then in understanding what it is that goes into movement.
Yes.
And you can change the way that you move by doing some of the styles that you're taught and the way you carry yourself. It would seem to me that there may be an aspect of therapy that has to do with emotional being that can be used and discovered by the process of looking at how someone moves and then going backwards and applying that to actually healing the emotional issue. Is that true?
I think so. And a lot of people go through a healing process in therapies, but oftentimes the habits of expression stay the same.
Yes.
So the armoring around the emotions can stay the same, and I think it can be very helpful for someone to be able to release those old structures so that they can open themselves to the emotional understanding and therefore be who they actually are rather than who they were.
That's interesting. You might call that somatic psychotherapy in a way, because what we're talking about is how the body expresses itself in terms of its psycho-spiritual perspective. So if you've got a psycho-spiritual issue, it's going to affect the way that you carry yourself.
Yes.
The stiffness, it may have something to do with pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great tool that enables the person who is teaching balance and movement to help people in all domains, not just with their pain.
Correct. Yes.
So you're looking at the underlying issues here, and you're becoming a therapist, a movement therapist, actually.
We like to call ourselves teachers.
Yeah.
So that we're not working to directly fix a specific symptom, but rather to create the conditions where the one experiences more the connections.
So you're going back to the deeper level of who we are and using that as a mechanism to help us to evolve into more aware human beings?
Very much so. I think who we are, how we are very similar. So how we hold ourselves together, it doesn't just mean posturally, that's very superficial.
Mm-hmm.
But
the mechanics are one thing.
They're one thing, right.
But if you use the mechanics, it's going to do something to change the way the body acts. So
correct.
You're actually working in many different levels.
Yes.
You may be working emotionally and psycho-spiritually, but also working with the physical nature of how someone moves. How important is it to look at the body mechanics themselves to try and alter the way that we carry ourselves and relieve pain and maybe even dig deeper into some of the emotional aspects of who we are?
Well, as we've said before, the body mechanics will be representing certain emotions that, that one's already gone through. And if that is a fixed set pattern, which it oftentimes is, and then learning how we actually hold that together in all these different ways, can then, by the process of undoing that, one can start to find out what else is there rather than just stick with the familiar, be it pain, discomfort, disconnection, or an identity that really doesn't work.
Would you say it's like peeling an onion and going deeper?
I think so.
And so by that, it gives you...
Without crying.
Well, I bet crying is a part of it a lot of the time. I think the inseparable nature of body, mind, emotion, spirit is really a great tool that enables us to look at the reasons why we become dysfunctional in any area.
Yes.
So that if there is pain there, it's not just a matter of relieving the pain, it's going deeper. How do you look at that yourself as you looking at a person? When somebody comes to your office and you're evaluating them, what kinds of things go through your mind?
Oh, well, when they come in, first of all, we're observing in the whole idea of their use. We're looking at the connections, the disconnections, etc. So how a person opens the door, how they take your hand, tells you so much. I mean, just in
a
handshake.
If they do.
If they do, yes.
Isn't that a powerful tool?
Don't forget I'm English.
Stiff upper lip, buddy.
There you go. Yes, I have to undo that one.
Yeah, well, I bet you've worked hard on that, and I'll bet you're a good hugger. And we haven't hugged yet, but we will upon leaving. I make quite an assessment of people when I have the first experience of the hug, because the way they carry themselves, whether or not they'll really come to you, will they face you, will they turn at an angle, will they be stiff? I found a lot of people who do certain kinds of body work are stiff people themselves.
Yes.
And the reason they're doing the body work is to learn for themselves how to become more relaxed and connected and free, authentic.
Very, very much so. Yeah. I mean, we're all learning, you know, although we are qualified as Alexander teachers, we're also Alexander students it's a ongoing,
thing. Yeah, well, it may be why you've devoted your life to this important approach, and some of it's probably for your own experience and wellness, but also because you realize the power that it has in being able to influence people. In their lives and how they behave and their peace of mind, their ability to be with.
Yes, I think it's a very, very powerful tool.
Well, I want to thank you time goes by so fast. Remind you that this is John Barron that we're speaking with, an Alexander teacher and trainer and innovator for 25 years, who, because of his own back pain, learned this Alexander approach. If you're interested in becoming experienced at this as a teacher to learn about it, he has the Alexander Educational Center training that he does with Jor Pincus in Berkeley. He also sees private patients in Sausalito and does corporate training. The number is 415-289-9646. Thanks, John. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks, Lynn.